Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 5 with the Sfornom, commentary and the translation and notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz. We are in Beis Tet Vav, 215. PSA, we're going to miss a couple of days due to Thanksgiving and the Hanukkah holiday itself, so God willing, we'll be back in a little while, but we will be off for a few days because of that. So here it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, Ayin hara, an evil eye, v'yetzer hara, the evil inclination, v'sinas habrias, motzinas adam in olam. All these things, including hatred of other people, remove a person from the world. An evil eye, the evil inclination, and hating other people remove a person from the world. And how true is that? We know, b'chol dor v'dor, b'chol yom v'yom, the Yetzer Hara wants to stand up and try to kill us, wants to trip us up, wants to destroy us. And if he gets his way and we stumble and fall in sin, it really is as if we're not living the best life. It's really as if we're living in sin. It really is as if we're not living in this world. That's easy to understand. The evil inclination wants to kill us. The more sins we do, God forbid, the less life we have, the more Hashem will punish us, the more Hashem will have to take us out of this world. The evil eye, someone who is not generous, someone who's stingy, someone who is not giving, he's not living a good life. He's living a life of miserliness, of stinginess. What kind of a life is that? He's not really part of this world. Hating other people, if you always have venom in your soul and venom in your spirit, you always have hatred in your bones and hatred in your life, you're not going to be living a real life either. You're going to feel as if you're removed from the world. These three items, these three aspects are easy to see how you're not living in this world, and it literally takes you from the world. Being a stingy person, being a miserly person, no one ever benefits from hoarding his money and being a selfish person. It's not a proper life, and Hashem won't let you really have such a life. Even if a person lives 120 years, what world will await him in the next world? Didn't do any mitzvahs, didn't do anything good with his money, his chesed, his abilities. There's no benefit to that. The evil eye, the evil inclination, hating other people, really remove a person from this world, really take him out of a good existence, and really take him out of a proper functionality in this world and in the world to come. The Sfarno points out that an evil eye means envying others and coveting their money. So not only not being generous and being stingy, but being jealous of others and coveting what they have. The converse explains in Pirkei Avos, Ezahu, Ashir hasameach bechalko, someone who's really happy, who's really rich, is someone who really loves what he already has. What Hashem gave him is exactly what he needs. That's really a rich person, a happy person. If someone is really coveting other things, coveting the money, and coveting, envying what everyone else has, he's not going to have a life. He's not going to have a rich life for sure. Not going to have a happy life. The evil inclination is lusting after physical pleasures. A person who's always running after this pleasure or this temptation, this that, this desire, this that, not going to have a good life. It's almost as if they're removed from this life, chasing physicality. I want the next burger. I want the next this. I want the next life. You're never really satiated with physicality. Spirituality, you could feel satiation, real satiation. But ohev kesef, yirdov kesef, will not be satiated with kesef. Someone who chases 100,000 will want 200,000. Someone who chases 1 million will chase 2 million. Granted, we need money to pay off debts and whatnot and pay off bills. Granted, for sure. Totally understand that. Personally understand that. But in someone who's lusting after the money, lusting after power, lusting after covet, is not going to ever have satiation. They're going to always run after this, run after that, and never really be happy, never really live a full life, is really taken out of this world. Hatred of other people. This refers to jealousy-induced hatred. We know that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, one of them, because of Sinat Chinam, and in every generation that it's not rebuilt, it's as if it's destroyed again, meaning that Sinat Chinam is still a problem in the world. There's so much hate in the world. There's so much anger in the world. People fight against each other, hate each other. Instead of disagreeing on issues, instead of understanding there's 99% of a person besides that 1% you disagree with, that really is not a life. We can learn to love people would be the solution, would be the way to rectify this. As commentators, I believe the Chafetz Chaim has said, Ahavat Chinam is the way to rectify this. If the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinat Chinam, and still is destroyed because of Sinat Chinam, the way to rebuild it, to rectify it, would be Ahavat Chinam. We need to get rid of hatred of other people. We need to love people baselessly, instead of hating people baselessly, whether politics or mandates or religion or whatever. We can love the fundamental aspect that a person has, a tzelem elokim, a divine spark, especially a Jewish person, but we can take away that hatred and just have baseless love. And how much wonderfulness would the world have if there was just peace and just happiness and everyone would love one another and look out for one another? Remove a person from the world. These negative attributes remove a person. They remove one from every favorable attribute of moderation, for which my teacher praised me when he said, Ashrei Yoladato, praiseworthy is she who bore him. A person that has that evil eye, the evil inclination, hating other people, really is not in this world, really is not enjoying this world, and really will be taken out of this world, God forbid. And even if he's granted 120 years, those will not be happy, fulfilling, enduring, wonderful years. So make sure to have a generous eye. Make sure to use your good inclination as much as you can every day. Make sure to have baseless love for other people, and then you could really be involved in the world in the best way, chasing mitzvahs, chasing Torah, chasing chesed, chasing whatever you could do to make the world a better place little by little every day, with using the good eye, the generosity of spirit, with using the good inclination, your Yetzer Tov, to lust after mitzvos and do mitzvos and chesed and Torah and to do only good things and to love people baselessly. That could really bring wonderfulness to the world, and maybe Mashiach would finally come. May we be zocha that it happens today. Join us next time as we talk about loving your fellow's money as much as your own here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.